A Thousand Fragile and Unprovable Things. Written by I Am in a Rage. Read by Chaos Cure. Coming to Broadway this season, blank the musical, Nursie said, reading off the black Cards Against Humanity card. Then he flipped the white cards and began to read the options he'd been given. White Privilege, the musical, Nursie read and then laughed. Is that a revival? Okay. My Sex Life, the musical. Well, at least there would be a lot of material. Crushing Self-Doubt, the musical, came next. Oh man, same. Same-Sex Ice Dancing, the musical, Nursie read. But how would they get the skaters on stage? Bro, clearly that's the fun of it, Tango said. The Homosexual Agenda, the musical. I'm sensing a theme, gentlemen. Nursie caught Tango and Whiskey sharing a glance, making it easy to tell who had played those cards. Sexting, the musical, Nursie read. Is that a musical about Biddy? Everyone laughed while Biddy gave Nursie his best judgmental stare. And the last one, Waking Up Half Naked in a Denny's Parking Lot, the musical. Well, that's pretty hashtag relatable. Okay, which do I choose? It's gotta be Crushing Self-Doubt, the musical. Yes, Dex said, fist pumping and reaching out from next to Nurse to grab the black card. 4 for 4. Seriously, how are you doing that? Nursie asked, shaking his head. Every single time he'd been the one to pick, he'd managed to somehow pick Dex's card. Dex grinned that obnoxious grin of his. Demon powers? He suggested. Nursie sighed and took a sip of his beer as he waited for Biddy to throw down the next card. After another hour, Dex had managed to win the game. He'd taken another card from Nursie and one each from Ford and Chowder. After the game was boxed up, Whiskey and Tango had started chanting for a movie, while Dex had gone to the kitchen to grab another beer, and Nursie relocated himself to the corner of the couch before anyone else thought to grab it. By the time Dex got back, Chowder had grabbed the other end of the couch, with Farmer settled on his lap, while Biddy, who still refused to sit on the awful old green thing, was sharing a giant armchair with Ford. Whiskey and Tango had stolen a blanket and some pillows and taken the floor. "What are we watching?" Dex asked as he plopped into the middle seat on the couch and handed beers to all three of his friends. "You light up my life," Nursie said, giving him a fond smile and taking a swig of his beer. Dex blushed in that pretty all-over pink way he had, and Nursie felt himself blush a bit himself as he found himself on the receiving end of one of Dex's rare, unguarded smiles.
"Guardians of the Galaxy 2," Whiskey replied, looking like the cat who got the cream. Tango had been pulling for Rogue One, but Biddy and Ford had sided with Whiskey and requested something fun.
Derek really didn't mind either way. He loved both movies, and honestly, he was happy as long as he was with his teammates. He loved Kexters, of course, but just sitting around with his friends was the most fun. It felt like home in a way that Nursie hadn't felt in years. Andor had never really been that comfortable to Nursie. He'd always felt that he had something to prove, with the jokes about affirmative action that always got lobbed his way under the guise of friendly banter. And his parents' house was empty more often than not, with both of them committed to their careers. But spending Friday night drinking in the house with his friends was the best feeling. As the movie started up, Nursie reached over the back of the couch to grab one of the many blankets all over their living room. He draped it over his lap and handed another one to Dex.
To his surprise, Dak shifted a bit closer to him as he took the blanket, pressing his leg up against Nursey's. Dax had gotten a lot more tactile with Nursey over the last few months, and Nursey honestly wasn't sure what to make of it. He knew what he desperately wanted it to mean, but he didn't want to break the fragile peace they'd found since moving into Lardo's old room. After about the third time he knocked his elbow into Dax's, he gave up and draped his arm across the back of the couch. He avoided actually wrapping an arm around Dex, but the gesture still felt a bit intimate. As he settled in, Farmer caught his eye, glanced at his arm and raised her eyebrows. Nursey shook his head to indicate that there was nothing going on, and Farmer rolled her eyes, looking exasperated. Ever since Dex had come out a spy at the beginning of this school year, Farmer had been telling him to make a move. But Ness knew there were miles of difference between Dex liking boys and Dex liking him, and he didn't want to risk making Dex uncomfortable. By the time the movie ended, Dex had fallen asleep on Nursey's shoulder. Nursey was hardly surprised. Dex had been up very late last night, working on a program. Nursey had woken up to go to the bathroom at 3:30 in the morning, and Dex had been swearing quietly at his computer. Nursey had no idea when he'd actually finished his work. The rest of his friends dragged themselves up out of their comfy spots as the credits rolled. Tango, Whiskey and Ford headed for the door so the two of them could walk her home. Farmer dragged a barely awake Chowder off the couch and pulled him towards the stairs. Biddy disappeared into the kitchen to put a few things away. Nursey was left alone with his sleeping roommate. Nursey sighed and shook Dex's shoulder. "Come on, Dexy. You know I can't carry you up the stairs." Dex blinked his eyes open slowly and gave Nursey a strange, wondering look, before shaking his head and blinking a few times as if he was letting reality settle back into its place. "What kind of a demon partner are you, anyways?" Dex said with a grumble. "Weak," Nursey replied. "Very weak." Then he stood up and grabbed Dex's hand to pull him to his feet. Nursey expected Dex to drop his hand once he was standing, but he held on tight, looking at Nursey expectantly. Apparently, Nursey was going to have to drag him to bed. When they finally got up to their room, Nursey had to manhandle a still very sleepy Dex into bed. He wondered if Dex would have fallen asleep halfway up the stairs if Nursey hadn't been dragging him. As soon as he pulled the covers over Dex, Dex's eyes dropped closed. Nursey was halfway across the room when he heard Dex's voice, soft and a little afraid. "Derek?" he said. "Yeah, Will?" Nursey replied, taking a few steps back towards him. Dex never used his first name. "Are you ever going to kiss me?" Nursey's eyes dropped closed for a second as he tried to process the question. He couldn't believe Dex had really asked that, and he wasn't even totally sure he understood what it meant. Dex was barely coherent, and he didn't think now was the time to have this conversation. Nursey walked back to Dex and brushed his red hair back from his face. Dex's hair was silky smooth under his fingers. "Not tonight," he said with a soft smile. "But ask me again tomorrow, and then I'll kiss you any time you want." Dex nodded and let his eyes drop closed again. Nursey stayed for a moment, just letting his eyes wander over Dex's face before he pulled away and headed for the bathroom. Once he was alone under the harsh overhead light, he dropped onto the edge of the tub heavily. Had Dex really ask him that? Did he really mean what it sounded like he meant? Did Dex actually want him? Or was he asking something else that Nursey didn't understand? And what if he never asked again? Nursey shoved those questions to the back of his mind as he brushed his teeth and then crawled into the twin bed across the room from Dex's. Thankfully, Dex's quiet breathing was soothing, and Nursey was tired enough that his worries couldn't keep him awake. By the time Nursey woke up around 10 a.m, Dex was already up and gone. Nursey shuffled down to the kitchen in his pajamas and found Biddy pulling out the ingredients for waffles. The kitchen smelled heavenly already from the fresh pot of the hazelnut brew, Dex's favorite, waiting in the coffee maker. Nursey pulled down a mug and filled it with coffee, leaving plenty of room for cream and sugar. "Have you seen Dex?" he asked Biddy. "Reading room, I think," Biddy replied, cracking an egg into a small bowl. Nursey nodded and pulled out a second mug, filling it with coffee and just a splash of half and half. He didn't even bother to ask Biddy if he could help before heading upstairs. He'd been banned from assisting in the kitchen ever since he'd nearly dropped the finished pie on the way to the oven. Dex was exactly where Biddy said he would be. He was sitting on the roof in sweatpants and a hoodie with his legs crossed, leaning back on his hands with his face tilted up towards the sun. The cup of coffee next to him was already empty. Nursey scrambled out onto the roof, making sure to set the cups down carefully and not to hit them on the way out, before scooting down next to Dex. Wordlessly, he handed over the coffee and Dex sat up to drink it. They sat next to each other in silence for a few minutes, both lost in their own worlds. Finally, Dex set down his coffee cup. "I was so mad when Lada said she might give you her dibs," Dex said, breaking the silence in a completely unexpected way. "It's not that I don't get how much you help her, but I've been keeping this house running for 2 years, and it wasn't just you who got dibs before me, but Alien Wicks too?" Nursey had no idea where Dex was going with this, but he had a feeling he needed to shut up and let Dex make his point. Dex pulled his knees back up and wrapped his arms around them protectively. "I have 3 older brothers and 2 younger sisters. I'm used to being forgotten. I just couldn't believe I was the last pick, even here." Nursey's heart clenched a little at Dex's words. He'd known at the time how unfair it was. Dex had deserved to get dibs before any of them, except maybe Biddy. He'd wanted dibs too, and he'd worked hard for them, but he hadn't really expected it to be Dex who lost out. "I'm sure this doesn't help, but you're my first pick," Nursey said, scooting close enough to Dex that they were almost touching. Nursey expected Dex to chirp him for the corny line, but instead Dex just reached over and laced his fingers together with Nursey's. Nursey felt Dex's touch all the way up his arm, and for a second he couldn't breathe, for hoping this was real. "I'm pretty sure I thought I was cursed when the coin landed in that crack. But now, I think maybe I was lucky," Dex said, squeezing Nursey's hand, his eyes still fixed on the trees in the distance. "I don't know if I would ever really have let you in if I hadn't been stuck in the same room as you." Nursey rubbed his thumb along the back of Dex's hand. "I wasn't exactly putting in an impressive effort either, so maybe we both got lucky." Dex closed his eyes for a second then, as if steeling himself for something. Then he turned to face Nasi and reached out to cup his cheek. For a second, time seemed to slow down to a crawl as Dex leaned towards him. "Can I?" Dex whispered. "Yes, please," Nasi replied, and then Dex was kissing him. Dex tasted like hazelnut coffee and a bit like the Carmex chapstick he was always carrying around, and Nasi felt like his skin was on fire everywhere they touched. Dex kissed slowly and softly, like he wanted to savor every second of this kiss, and Nasi understood, because he did too. When Dex finally broke the kiss, he rested his forehead against Nasi's for a moment and said, "What do you think?" Nasi smiled a slow smile and took Dex's hand in his own. "I think you might be the last person I ever expected to fall for."
"Me too,"
Dex replied, dropping another quick kiss to Nasi's lips. "The first time I thought you might like me, I figured I was imagining things, but I couldn't shake it." Nasi laughed quietly. "I'm surprised you didn't notice a long time ago. It's been a while since I realized why you drive me so crazy."
"I'm not going to stop, you know,"
Dex said with a grin. "Counting on it," Nasi replied. He dropped back so that he was laying on the roof. For a second, Dex just smiled down at him, the sun shining behind his head and making him almost too bright to look at. It made Nasi feel shamelessly poetic, and he had a feeling he'd be writing some terribly cliché love poems this afternoon. For now, though, he just reached out to tug on Dex's hand until Dex got the hint and lay down with him, curling around Nasi and resting his head on his chest. And Nasi wondered if he'd even be able to find the words to describe the warmth and comfort and joy he was feeling right then. The end.